This is Ozarks at Large. The candidates for governor are official. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has the details in his weekly business and political news recap.
Asa Hutchinson and Mike Ross easily dispatched their primary rivals to earn their party's nominations on Tuesday. Hutchinson beat Curtis Coleman to win the Republican Party nomination, and Mike Ross defeated Lynette Bryant to earn the Democratic Party nomination. Hutchinson and Ross will face off against each other in November, as well as go against Green Party nominee Joshua Drake and Libertarian Frank Gilbert. Quarterly and monthly severance tax revenue collections in 2014 set new record highs as Arkansas continues to reap the benefits from higher natural gas prices and steady production levels, primarily in the Fayetteville Shale. Overall, severance tax collections for January, February, March, and April all came in well above $6 million each month, a first for the state of Arkansas. The state may be online to collect more than $80 million in severance taxes this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Tyson Foods is getting out of the $150 million dynamic fuels venture the company spearheaded beginning in 2007, but it hasn't lived up to its potential. The fuel plant, which has been idle since November 2012, won't be Tyson Foods' problem much longer, as the meat giant has agreed to sell its 50% stake to Renewable Energy Group for $65 million. Renewable Energy is also acquiring Dynamic Fuels, which will give the company 100% ownership of a renewable diesel biorefinery in Louisiana. Alliance Rubber Company, the largest rubber band manufacturer in the United States, announced an expansion of its Hot Springs headquarters, a $600,000 investment that will add 15 new jobs. As part of the expansion, Alliance Rubber will purchase a new digital printer that will allow the company to be more efficient, produce new products, and grow its customer base. The John Tyson, chairman of Tyson Foods, pledged $2 million to the Jones Center Endowment on Tuesday, bringing the nonprofit's management within $3.5 million of its $30 million goal towards financial sustainability. The gift was made by the Tyson Family Foundation. Announcing the launch of the new public-private partnership at the Little Rock Chamber of Commerce, Governor Mike Beebe this week touted Arkansas's paradox of extraordinary success at closing big deals and developing world-class corporations while lacking success in launching new startups and small technology-based firms. Beebe made his remarks at the launch of the Arkansas Venture Center, a nonprofit agency aimed at fostering grassroots growth of startup and entrepreneurial activity in Central Arkansas. On the heels of closing on its 11th acquisition in the last 4 years, Bank of the Ozarks announced a 2-for-1 stock split on Monday. The Little Rock-based bank said its board of directors declared the stock split on its common stock, payable in the form of a 100% stock dividend. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.